This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil, now streaming, only on Hulu.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey, namaste, bitches. It's Teresa Giudice. I'm here with my co-host, Melissa Feaster.
You know, I wore this shirt for you.
I love it. They look phenomenal. I was just going to say before you came on, they look really good.
Big.
Yes.
I feel like actually boobs today. I wanted to give you a little something, but I feel like I'm giving you it all.
Wait, is it time of the month?
No.
Oh, because they look swollen. I mean, they look bigger than normal.
Hi.
Hi, honey. How are you? How you feeling?
Good. Getting there. It's so crazy. Okay. It's been a very long road. And then, you know, the kids get sick and then you catch something again. And it's just like, I think half of Vivi's class is out today. Like, it's insane.
Yeah. Melania's not feeling well. She was at Penn State all weekend. And that's what happens when you're around a lot of kids, you get sick. Yeah.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. And who was just calling saying they weren't feeling well?
Adriana, she was just saying she had a sore throat too. I'm like, oh God. My kids, I told you they always get sick with their throat. It's like they always either get, you know,
so
strep throat. And me too.
You.
Yeah. It's our tonsils. That's it. Thank God. Knock on wood. Yeah. It's always our throats.
But that's the thing. It's like the domino effect. One gets sick in the house and then the whole, then you just know that everyone's going to start getting sick and getting crushed.
Yeah. Knock on wood. No, so the only person that's had the flu this year, Adriana, like 2 weeks ago, she had the flu. And thank God it wasn't so bad. She stayed home from school 2 days and then she was good. Yeah. And then she was good.
Yeah, because your girls are like tough too. Like they can handle shit.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. They're good. They hardly stay home from being sick. Yeah. They hardly stay home. That was like, so she was the first one. And none of us got the flu shot this year. Oh, yeah. Did you get the flu shot?
No, you know why? Because there's so many strains of it. It's like you get the shot and it doesn't even protect against that.
I know. We didn't get the flu shot. I used to get the flu shot when my dad was around, like, because I didn't want him to get it.
Right.
And then he would still get sick, and, you know. So, yeah. And then I said that I want to start getting it now. I told Louis because for his dad, you know. Because they're older. So I was like, we should get it for your dad. And, you know, because he was sick. Louis's dad had the flu. Louis' sister had this flu. Yeah. So
there's so much crap still going around. It's like insane. Like you don't even have to worry about COVID now. It's COVID. It's RSV. It's the flu. It's a cold. It's like, so when your girls, because obviously when my kids get sick, they're little, they can't even blow their nose. Right.
Yeah.
Like we're teaching them like blow and like the whole thing. Your girls being older, when they get sick, are they like, Mom, take care of me? Well, or are they just like,
Melania's like that. Like, I just had to make her chicken soup. I had to make her chamomile with honey. You know, I wanted to pamper her. She likes to get babied. Yeah. Which I don't mind doing it. Yeah. I mean, they're all like that. I don't mind it. You know, like when Adriana was sick, I kept making her tea with honey, you know, and I haven't, like, Adriana hasn't been sick in so long. So, like, I'm like, honey, you got to drink chamomile and honey, you know? And she's like, okay, mommy, okay. You know, I'm like, I'll make it for you.
Do they have, like, a butler's bell? Or they're like, yo, butler bitch, come help me.
Yeah, I know. Melania's like, yesterday, she's like, can I take a bath in your bathtub? She looked at my bathtub. And I was like, yeah. And then she said, can you bring me tea? I'm like, when you're in the bathtub? And she's like, yeah. I'm like, all right. So
she's living it up. She's candles, she's roses.
Yeah. Yeah, the,
yeah, right. Was, I'd be like, don't put your nasty ass germs around my bathtub to get into my vagina and my mouth and my space. No, I'm good.
And then she has a bathtub in her room, but she likes my bathtub. Yeah.
I mean, my kid, your kids are using this and having tea, and my kids both hop in the bathtub, and their thing is not like you want to take a bath together. And now it's just full of toys again, like they were toddlers, and they just play with.
How old are they now? How old are they? Like what?
5 and 6.
All right, I think maybe you're gonna have to probably stop that soon.
Oh, I don't want this bath shit. I go in the shower, rinse yourself, and let's.
No, I'm saying like with them taking baths together.
I know. Like,
I don't know because they're because they're just boy and girl, so it's like you know.
Oh, yeah. Oh, and it's, you know, we'll get the talk sometimes like, wait a minute. Why does she have a vagina? They still call it a vagina. Not vagina.
Yeah, I would, you know, now that they go to school, I would do it separate, you know? I don't
Yeah,
know.
And then it's like, oh, yeah, boys have balls. And then Vivi thinks it's funny to say, I'm going to punch you and you're finding the balls. And I'm like, this is private parts. We don't talk about balls that way. And it's like we're back into the talks again about it.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I just, I only had girls, so that's why I didn't have to worry about that. Yeah, so. And then Joe was like, I remember Joe never, like, does Josh take showers with the kids?
We both do sometimes if we're, like, coming from somewhere and it's, like, we're all dirty. It's just, like, get in real quick. And then it's, like, in
now. Like, Joe never took a bath with the girls ever. Ever, ever, ever. He never showed himself to the girls. He was very old school like that. And me, I'm a girl. So it didn't matter with me and them, you know. But I really never showered with them. Like, I really never did. I just used to shower them, you know.
So wait, like, because I feel that they see each other. Listen, boy and girl, they see each other. So, like, they started learning about balls and penises and vaginas kind of like.
See, I only have girls, so I don't.
I can't even imagine you with a boy. You'd be like, okay, move this little guy and get in between these little balls. And
yeah,
like,
I mean, I heard they pee on you. You have to cover it, right? Like,
it's so much easier than a girl. Because a boy, move the balls, you wipe the penis, and you're done. A girl, it's like, you have to get in. You have to, like, make sure.
I remember every time my girls pooped, I would wash them. Because I didn't want them to get, like, red or anything. Yeah.
How do moms do it when they have the freaking long-ass fingernails and you have to get into the vagina and, like, clean out poo?
Oh, my God. Yeah, I used to wash them all the time. I would, like, just put them on. I used to use the sink a lot. Yeah. I used to, like, when they were little, I would put them right in the sink so they would, because I always wanted them to stay fresh and clean, you know?
But after every poop, you'd wash them?
I mean, if I was home, I would try to because I didn't want them to get red, you know?
Girls. Yeah. No wonder we're crazy bitches. Look what we have to start with from the get-go. Yeah. It's like, make sure you get in there. You have to clean every crevice. You have to make sure everything. Boys are like, bump, 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 you're done.
Yeah, well, because that's why with the girls, it was like, you have to make sure you clean it good. So I used to be like, it's quicker just to wash them. Because, I thought it was just better to do it that way, you know?
Yeah, but then when you're, like, getting them out of the sink and you're, like, making your chicken, are you thinking about, like, the diarrhea?
No, well, then, of course, I put bleach in there and clean it. Hello.
Speaking of diarrhea of the mouth, oh, my gosh, Teresa, this last couple weeks with the chatter and the noise and from other podcasts, from blogs. Well,
welcome to my world. Welcome to my world. Yeah, like, that's why, it's, you just got to ignore it. You just got to ignore it. And that's it. Ignore. And if it's something that you don't like, delete or block. That's it. Yeah. Because it's just, it'll make you crazy, you know? And look,
it is crazy.
And you see, and I feel bad for you because I feel bad for Louie. I feel bad for you. Anyone attached to me always gets suckered in. You know,
unfortunately. I mean, I get it. It's just like out of nowhere. It's like you get a right hook or a left jab and you're like, where did that even come from? Like, I'm just trying to do my thing, be a mom, do my podcast with you. Like, what?
See, that's why Josh wants not to be in this reality world.
It's just, and the whole like pitting you know, is it because they want to do a podcast with you? Is it because they actually don't like our podcast? Like, what? Like, why are they, then they're pitting us against each other? And then there's, it's just insane.
Yeah, but that's why you just got to ignore. Yeah. And that's why there's a lot of fake stories out there. And that's why you just got to ignore, really. Ignore, unfollow. You know, if you know, here you think people are, you know, you want to give them support. No, if it gets to be out of hand, unfollow. That's it, you know? It's just better that way. I mean, look, I've been doing this for a long time. And, yeah. You know, and now you're getting a taste of it. So it's just, you know, that's why don't get suckered into it, you know?
The toxicity, it's just like, who has time for all this? Like,
I know. And I feel bad because, like, you didn't understand this world until now. And same thing with my husband. Like, nobody understands this world, you know, until you're in it. And I guess when you're the top dog, everyone comes for you, you know? So,
I mean, listen, I was an idiot. Like, I've been watching the show. I've been watching Bravo. I've had over, 100 Bravo people on Side Piece that's been going on for, 4 years. So it's not like I'm...
Okay, so then has this ever happened to you before?
Oh, no, nothing. Because it's just been guests. Like, I've never done a podcast with anybody. Like,
you and I are in it. You were never with the top dog before. Now you look what happens. You see?
It's so, insane. Yeah, so and they take one little thing and then they twist it.
Yeah. So sorry about that.
It's not you. It's just crazy because I'm sitting here. I'm like, listen. I just feel bad.
Anybody that's attached to me, they try to hurt, you know? So I feel bad. So that's why don't let them get to you, you know? Just ignore it.
I know. And again, 99% of the time I do and I have. Like, I've never said it. One time, I'm just like, okay, just like what you always say, you go at me. I'm not going to say anything. But finally, at one point, you're going to push it enough and I'm going to say something. And it's not like I even popped off. I just made a comment defending myself against lies.
Yeah, but sometimes it's better not to do that. Exactly. See, I mean, and now you know. Yeah, see,
I get it now.
Yeah, now you know. But let me say.
Oh, yeah, please go. Go with your stuff.
Can I, you know, remember we said we wanted to say positive things when we first start the podcast?
Yes. Wait, before you do that, let me finish though. So all you guys, like, with the noise and running your mouth and trying to start shit on me, on Teresa Louie and me, like, we're good. It's been a fun game for you guys. Let's end it. There's nothing here starting. We're good. Everything else is good. Like, okay, guys, all you noise makers, you've had your fun. Now we can all end it because Teresa and I ain't standing for it anymore. Period. The end.
Yeah,
or ignore it.
Yeah, just ignore it.
Or just remember when you're typing these nasty things, it's always a little fuck you from me.
Yeah.
But I won't say it.
This is the thing. It's not going to go away, unfortunately.
I know. So
that's why you have to just ignore it because until... You know, I'm in this world. It's going to keep, unfortunately, coming, you know, because that's just the name of the game, you know? So,
we go back?
Unless they move to another country, unless they get bored, unless they get a boyfriend, unless they get a husband, unless they get something, and they get a job or something.
Who has
so much time on their hands to do that? So
it's exhausting. Like, I barely have time to brush my hair. It's like, you just go back to what your parents taught you. If you have nothing nice to say, don't say anything at all. And two, just be a good person. And it's like, you live by those things. Why do you get a shitstorm back? It just boggles my mind. So I will take your advice. I will block it out. But I just want everybody to know, we've heard the noise. It's been enough. You guys have played your fun games. And now-
And see, I train my people well. I'm training you. Train my husband.
Ignore. Master T. You ain't Master P, you're Master T.
Yeah, so that's it. Just, you know, let's all be namaste and you know, ignore all the noise. Yeah. Because, you know.
More namaste and less bitches.
Yes, yes, yes.
Or just fun bitches. Okay, go. We need positivity.
Okay, so positivity. So I want to say that 6 best doctors is sunshine, water, rest, air, exercise, and diet.
Oh, I like those doctors.
And that's, that comes from the Buddhism. Yeah. medication. That's like one. I follow all these Instagram posts, and they have such great sayings. And it's so crazy. Sometimes, like when I'm going through something, like we were just talking about it before we came on.
Yeah,
it's like that pops up. I'm like, say
the thing.
Yeah, it's the really? Yeah. So another one.
What's another one? Yeah.
Your karma follows you like a faithful shadow. So be mindful in your thoughts and in your actions.
Like you were just saying.
Yes.
Watch your actions.
You put out there what you want to get back in life, you know? So if you get negativity, you're going to get negativity back. See, like if you, like, you know, if they sucker you into all this stuff, then that you're going to feel like shit, right? Melissa, it's not a good feeling.
Oh,
That's why it's like ignore. It's the best thing to do. And that's the thing. Don't feed into it because that's what they want. They want to make you upset, you know, and that's why you just can ignore it.
How long do you
now think? You understand this reality world. It's like not a good world to be in.
It's crazy. But like how long, if you can even remember, because I know this was forever ago since you started. How long though ago did it take you?
The
thing.
The reality is, I want to take that back. Like, it's not, yeah, I mean, I'm in it and I've been in it for, but I know how to deal with it. But like, someone new doesn't understand it. Like, you know, for instance, like my husband got into it. It's like, what is this? Like, it's a lot, you know, that's why I'm training you, I'm training him. Just ignore it. Like, if you talk to my kids, they know. They're like, they say the same thing, ignore. Like, you just in one ear, out the other. That's the only way you could survive in this reality world.
Yeah, because
you
can't,
you know, not everybody's going to like you. People want to start shit. That's what they want to do. People are miserable. Miserable. What's that saying?
Misery loves company.
Yes. And I mean, there's these sayings for a reason out there, you know?
No, but it is crazy because it's like we all watch reality TV shows, whether it's on Bravo, Housewives, or another one. And you see how it's crazy and the drama and all that. But when you're actually like in it, it's a whole different ballgame.
When you're watching it, it's entertaining. Yeah. But when you're in it, it's not fun. Yeah.
Yeah. So, but listen, it's been a couple weeks. There's been a lot out there. Therese and I together are just like, we're amazing. We're good. We're not letting this shit
knock anything,
us.
It makes it stronger, right?
Yeah. Going through it. It's like you got to team up and stick together if you're going to make it together, you know?
Yeah, you know, unfortunately, there's jealous people out there. I hate to say that. And they want to hurt people. Hurt people. It's true. So it's like, that's why they, you know, they want to break families up, friends up. It's so sad. It's like, crazy. You know, I'm all about lifting, you know, everyone up. I want to motivate people. I don't want to hurt anybody. I don't want to knock them down. I don't want to break any friendships up. I don't want to break any marriages up. But unfortunately, there's people out there that want to do that. They don't want, when they see you happy, they don't like it. You know,
totally. It's
like, you know, we live in a messed up world, unfortunately, you know? So that's why you just got to keep, you know, keep your best foot forward. Do what's right for you, your family, for us. That's it. That's all we could do.
Totally.
You know, and we gotta close out the noise, you know?
You know, during this is crazy. I read at some point over the last like week or two that Oprah, when she had her talk show, her ratings were at the lowest they ever were when the first time she lost all the weight. And then when she gained the weight back, her ratings went up.
Are you serious?
So like, because people are like, no. I want you to be like heavier like me, or like, you can't look better than me. Like, I'm not in for this shit. Isn't that insane? That statistic?
Is insane. Yeah, that is insane.
It's like how you like, I want to be in the gutter with you. If I'm in the gutter, I want you to be in the gutter.
Right. Yeah.
If I don't feel good about myself,
and
I don't want to.
That's why, like, this is why I wanted to do the podcast with you. Like, I want to lift people up. And a lot of people, when we, you know, that I meet, say that they're like, "Oh my god, you've inspired me," and I'm like, "Thank you." I'm like, "That's what I want to hear. Like, that's what makes me happy." So, listen, we're not going to make everybody happy. If we can make a few people happy, then you know, that's
totally
that makes me happy. I know it makes you happy, and it's the best thing, you know. So
totally. speaking of making people happy, yeah. I saw, Teresa, that we haven't even talked about yet. Yeah. That you had a little date over the weekend.
I did. Hold on. Yeah, I did. I know. I think it did. You think it broke the internet?
I think it broke some shit. Sure.
Yeah. So
breaking bread broke some shit.
So I got together with an old friend, and you know, kind of the same thing how I reconnected with Jacqueline. So I got together with Kim D, and you know, it was great to see her. It really was. We like picked up right where we left off. Like my husband was like, oh my God, he even said that. Like I knew we would, because I never had a problem with her. And matter of fact, I liked hanging out with her. I had fun with her. You know,
she's
fun just like you, you know, like, yeah. And we picked up right where we left off, and, you know, she was, you know, obviously someone fed her lies about me. And I looked in her eyes, and she told me, you know, what she heard. And I said, that's not true. You know, I said, that's not true. I obviously someone wanted to tell you that, and she believed it. And she said that someone told her that I'm the reason why she stopped being on Real Housewives in New Jersey.
That you had the power to get her off.
Correct. That I stopped her from being on Real Housewives in New Jersey. And I said, Kim, really?
You're not going to be the first one if I'm going to do that.
If I had the power to do that, I think everybody could guess who would I want off the show. Yes. So that I do not. Thank you so much for giving me that power, but I don't have that power. And why would I want Kim D? I mean, if anything, she brought so much entertainment to, I mean, why would I, let's take that back too, because it was not so much. I mean, she even came at me. But I have to say, Kim D makes good TV, you know?
Makes great TV.
Yeah. So like, it's like, I don't have that power. Like, you know, Bravo does not listen to me. You know, they do whatever they want to do. So I looked at her and I said, that did not come from me. And I think she knows me. She knows.
They do?
Yes. And yeah, she believed me. She's like, you know, and you know, we both, you know, she's like, you know, I'm sorry. And whatever, I shouldn't have listened to that person, you know, and that's the thing. You can't listen to people.
More people just starting shit and causing issues.
So that was the thing. And see, look, and then that's what made her really angry at me and blah, blah, blah. So and it's okay. It's okay. You know, listen, let's bygones be bygones. And I just want peace. That's all I want. I just want peace. It was great seeing her. I swear.
How long had it been since you saw her?
Oh my God, it's been a long time. Yes, I don't even know how long.
What, like 2 years, 5 years? I can't even remember.
I don't even know. I mean, she would probably know more than me.
But it's been a good amount of time, right?
Yes. So, and my whole thing is I just want peace, you know? And the thing is, I mean, that's the thing, you know, it's like, that's all I want, you know? And, you know, it was, you know, it was a long time coming. So I'm glad, you know, we're in a good place. It was great to see her. Like, yeah, we picked up right where we left off. Same thing. Like when I met Jacqueline, same thing. It was the same thing. I mean, you know, I always had a good time with Kim D hanging out with her, and that's how it was. And then she got to meet Louie.
Had she met Louie before?
No. Oh no. She never met Louie. Yeah. And, so she met Louie, and I think, I think she definitely saw the type of person he is. And my lawyer was there also. Jim, he was there too. So, it was a good, you want to call it a meeting, whatever. It was a great get together. It was great to see her. We met at Rails, and a lot of things have happened at Rails. And
you guys have filmed scenes there before, right?
Yes. We filmed scenes there before. Yeah. Correct. Yes.
Yeah.
And that was it.
I was shocked. You didn't tell me about this.
I didn't tell anybody. Yeah, I didn't tell anybody. And that's the thing. Like, yeah, exactly. You don't have to tell everybody everything. Because the thing is, like, too, you don't know how it's going to end up. And then I'm glad it ended up. And I knew it was going to end up on a good note. So, and you know, of course I was thankful and grateful, and yeah, it was all good.
I mean, listen, Teresa, if anything, no matter what you said, and for her to be like, oh, I don't know if I believe that, or I don't know if I believe that, just the fact alone on what she heard that you were going around saying, I don't want her on the show. Anybody that has ever seen it would know that that would be your, that would, Kim would not be your first one to vote off the island.
Yeah.
So if anything, she has to know and believe that.
Yeah. And
right?
I said, look at me, look in my eyes. I said, I would never, and I don't have that kind of power. I wish I did, you know, because, yeah, there would be a lot of people that I wouldn't want on. So, yeah, I wish I did, you know, so. But
good.
That's it.
Well,
it all ended well. So, you know, I'm happy. And that's the thing. And, you know, I like peace, you know. And I think it was a long time. I mean, me and Jacqueline was like, what, 6 years? Yeah, it was a long time. But sometimes, you know, time heals all wounds, you know, yeah. And, you know, there's another saying, there's a reason for that saying. So, and that's the thing, you know, so that's like a learning lesson for, you know, everyone out there. If someone tells you something, don't listen right away, you know, because maybe they're saying it to you because they want to start trouble.
Yeah,
you know?
Go to the source.
Exactly. Go to the source. Right. Go
yeah.
to the source
totally.
And just don't assume. Yeah, don't assume because there's a lot. Unfortunately, as we know, Melissa, there's a lot of people out there that like to start trouble, you know?
I know.
And we know it all too well. So that's right. why we have to, you know, be smarter and be, you know, and be more aware. And that's it. You know, it's a learning lesson. So, and look, we're always learning. Every day, you know?
Every day. Was Louis like, She's a lot. She's bubbly. She's, you know, she has the personality. She has energy. Was Louis like, wow, this is what I thought she'd be like.
You know what? We didn't even talk about it, but it was all good energy around the table. Yeah. It was all good energy. Yeah.
Well, I'm glad that you guys did that. That's one person that you don't have to then like stress about or worry about. You can just cross out the list. We made peace. We're moving on.
Yeah, like, I mean, the thing is, I wasn't stressing, but it's like, no one, yeah, it's like peace is so much better. It really is, you know? And the thing is, that's the thing, I never had any bad blood with her at all, you know? And that's why I was like, you know, where did this come from? And, you know, I wish you would have told me, you know? And so, and I think she gets it now, because if I did have the power, I said that to her, if I had the power, what do you think I would do? You know, and she's like, I get it now, you know? So she said, sometimes we just get blindsided and, you know, and we just got to not listen to the noise.
What did the girls think? Were the girls like, mommy, you're meeting with Kim? Your girls.
Oh, yeah. I mean, listen, my girls, they know when mommy does something that I do it, you know, like they don't ever question me, you know? And
yeah.
That was it. You know, I just told them.
Listen, I'm glad that you did that.
I remember when Melania was, I mean, Kim used to come to my house all the time, and she used to have these little toy dogs, the toy, you know. And I remember Melania wanted one, and she's like, Teresa, you cannot get Melania a toy, because Melania was like Bam Bam. Her nickname was Bam Bam when she was little. So she's like, yeah, my best friend Rosanna nicknamed her Bam Bam. So she's like. And then Kim's like, you cannot get her. Don't get her a toy. She's like, you know. And so that's why. So I didn't. And I ended up getting, we got the Multi-Poo that Bella that we still have now. But I was going to get a toy Multi-Poo. Oh. And I remember Kim giving me advice. She's like, don't get the toy, you know.
Bam Bam will destroy it.
Yeah, because Bam Bam was like a little rough. You know? Remember, like, remember there was one scene that she threw Adriana. Did you ever see that? When it comes up again, I got to send it to you. We were at our shore house. She picks up Adriana and throws her, I think, on the couch or something.
She's a badass. She reminds me of Vivi reminds me of that.
Yeah.
Vivi will like, she's cool, sweet and cute, but literally she will like snap and she'll rip your balls off and she'll smile while she's doing it. Yeah. I feel like that's like, she's Melania, a young girl version of Melania.
Yeah.
Well,
so.
I'm glad that you did that. It's, you know, more peace, especially right now. Like, it's good to grab onto the peace and, you know.
Yeah, peace feels good. Like, getting along, you know, peace with, when you make peace with people, it feels good, you know? But that's the thing. Timing is everything. Has to be at the right time. Sometimes time heals a wound. Sometimes it doesn't. Listen, and this is another thing. Like, you can't make peace with everyone. You know, unfortunately, some bridges are totally burnt off, and you can't. You know, they're not repairable. But this one, I think, you know, I think we both wanted it, so I think that's how come it worked out. So, you know, that's the thing. We both parties have to want it. Otherwise, it's never going to happen. You know,
right? Totally.
So
it's the same thing. Like, making peace, you both need to want it, and it's just like the same thing with drama. Like, you know, don't engage. Like you were saying, it's either both people want it and they're engaging, or you can stay out of it and hopefully they go and engage somewhere else, right? And like you said, you're not going to always be best friends with everybody. I'm not going to be best friends with everybody. Yeah. Not everybody is going to like me, or not everyone's going to like you, or like us together. Like, everybody, unfortunately, probably more negative than positive, because that's just the way this world works right now. It's like way more negativity, it feels like, than positivity. And that's fine. We're never saying that you can not have an opinion about whether you like me as a podcaster or Teresa or us together. That's fine. Yeah. But like, I mean, just I guess, to the old school. Be nice.
Right.
Be nice.
But unfortunately, like, I know you come from you have a podcast, but you didn't see this world. Right. Josh, now he's an agent. He deals with a lot of celebrities, a lot of sports celebrities. And I'm sure they deal with all this too. I'm sure hears it too. Being their agent, I'm sure there's drama within them that I'm sure he hears, you know? You know, same shit, you know? That's like the kind of world I live in. Yeah.
Well, and like you, Josh has been in it for a long time. And like, when something is happening, like the drama gossipy, I'd be like, yo, babe, what about this? And Josh will look at me and be like, Melissa, do you think I give a shit about who this person's dating or who they're fighting with? I'm like, yeah, but I want to know. And he's like, Melissa, that's not my role right now. My role is to be their agent and to get them jobs and to protect their careers.
Right.
To see who and they're playing around with.
And that's what Josh does, helps protect them. And that's Jim. That's why Jim was there. Jim helps protect also and helps put things together. You know, he's pretty amazing.
He's a good one.
Yeah, very good one.
All lucky to have, for sure.
Yeah.
Well, you guys, we just wanted to, we'll tell you, of course, we had to catch you up on Teresa's date over the weekend.
Yeah.
And also there's been a lot of shit that everybody's heard about. It ain't touching Teresa and I. It ain't touching us, okay? We're sitting here. We're united. We're the namaste bitches together, whether you like it or not. We appreciate the time that you've put into saying some of the things that you've said. but like Meredith Marks says, I am now disengaging. We're now disengaging from the bullshit. And we're going to move on just like we've been doing namaste and being fun and having fun and positive and all that.
I mean, listen, you watch Salt Lake City. Did you see what went on there? Like
crazy. It's all crazy.
This is the same thing as, see what I mean? It happens. So this is why you cannot, you know, you just got to ignore. Delete,
you know,
block,
what, though?
Delete, unfollow, you know, that's it.
I think, because I've seen all these shows, and I do honestly think if someone was like, which housewife franchise do you think is like the craziest with drama, with everything, off camera, on camera?
Yes.
Hands down, I would say Real Housewives of New Jersey.
Oh,
without a doubt.
I've been living it.
These other ones are nothing compared to you guys. Like, you guys, off camera, on camera, during season, not during season, it is like we're bringing it. We're shooting it all five cylinders always. Like, I feel like Jersey is five craziest.
And I'm living it. Thanks. Yeah.
You're welcome. Have a good day. I know. I know. I feel badly for it. But listen, it's like, again, the old saying, what doesn't kill you only makes you stronger. Your relationship stronger.
We have a lot of sayings on this podcast today.
I know. We're very poetic on this podcast. So we're getting back. We're getting the shit out. We're back to like the fun. We're not engaging with the bullshit. We're getting back to us, the positivity, the fun, being more namaste and less bitches and less fun bitches.
Yeah,
so,
we like,
you know.
Yeah, we like namaste bitches. Namaste bitches. That's what we like.
Bitches. Not like bitches, but like bitches. Yeah. So anyway, you guys, as always, through it all, you know, we've seen you, the ones that are always there. Like, I love the podcast. I love you guys together. Listen every Wednesday. I mean, Teresa, you should see the messages, because even going through how it's been the last week or two and these messages from people, like on my way to work, I'm in the car in the morning at 5 a.m. I'm listening to you guys. I'm a flight attendant. And in between my flights, I'm listening to you guys. Like, I'm a teacher, and after work and the craziness of having all the kids, I listen to you guys and you cheer us up. Like, that's the good stuff.
And that listen, it was like, oh. Yeah. And listen, we're not the only ones that have this drama. Like, everybody has drama. Like, if just think someone else has it worse. I always say that. Like, if you think we're having a bad day, someone else is having just the same as bad day or even worse. So that's why if we can, you know, lift people up and make them feel good when they're listening to us, that's what I want to do. So yeah, if anybody else is going through drama out there, don't let it get to you. In one ear, out the other. Be positive. Like, if someone is not doing you justice, get them out of your life. Seriously.
Yeah.
Get them out of your life. You know, just keep positivity around you. No negativity. And that's it. And you'll be so much happier.
Yeah. You guys got to say it just like that. You'll be so much happier. I can't even get that high. My voice is too manly. I can't even get that high at all. You know what's funny? When I was in, I so badly, I always played sports, and like, not to toot my own horn, but I was good at sports because I played year round.
We're such opposites. I'm such a girl.
I know. Teresa, I so badly wanted to be a singer. So badly. Okay.
Sing for us.
Oh, today is a good day.
No. Can you sing another song?
No, listen.
That was
in middle school, sixth, seventh grade, I was like, I'm joining every choir. I'm going to learn. My voice was so low that, and I was like a tenor, which is what guys usually were, right? They were tenor and bass. I was a tenor. Yeah. But I was like, I'm going to be a good singer. This is my mission. I'll keep playing my sports, but I'm going to be an amazing singer. I go to my high school basketball coaches. My high school basketball coach, his wife taught private lessons for singing. So I started going, even paying for private lessons. I'd go after school, after practice. And after probably about four, she stopped playing the piano. She's like, Melissa, I love you. You are an exceptionally amazing athlete, but please,
not a singer.
Not sing anymore.
So that was good. She was honest with you. Yeah.
She was so honest. She's like, please just stick with my husband. Stick to your basketball and volleyball and sports and excel in that. Singing is just not your cup of tea.
That was good. At least you didn't have to waste a lot of money, a lot of time.
Exactly. I don't know where that story came from. But anyway, you guys, listen, we love you. Thank you for the positivity as always. It is, especially the past week or two, has gotten us through this shit show of negativity. Thank you always for listening every Wednesday, coming back, your positive feedback and comments. And, you know, we appreciate it so much. And Teresa, show it off, baby. Go.
Yeah, look, I have the namaste jacket on, the zip-up jacket right here. And then look, it says namaste, bitches in the back.
Bitches. How warm is it?
It's like great.
It's warm.
It covers your ass a little bit. Yeah, it's warm. It feels really good.
Warm.
Great jacket. You know, it's on our website. So Melissa, tell them where to find it.
Yeah, remember the sweats that I'm psycho about and wear religiously. And I need to get more because I'm already wearing them out.
Oh, and I have the hat here.
Oh yeah, your beanie.
Yeah, my beanie.
That badass. I need to get one of those, actually.
Yeah, I like that. Yeah.
You guys get it all at shop.herdatmedia.com. All the gear is up there. You can have it anytime, especially since it's so cold and crappy out. Get your sweats.
It's going to get warm here in Jersey this week. I'm excited.
You need it.
I know. Yeah.
You need that vitamin D.
Yes. But yeah, not that warm. You know, I'm not that warm. Let's not get carried away there.
All right, guys. Listen, thank you as always. You can check out this full episode of Happiness at YouTube or Her Dot Media's YouTube channel. Every episode is there. So you can always see our beautiful, shiny, amazing faces. Right. And we just thank you. Thank you for sticking with us and sticking by us every week.
Yeah. Follow me at Teresa Giudice in my Instagram. Melissa, where can they find you?
I'm at Melissa Feaster.
And then follow Namaste Bitches Pod and Her Dot Media.
And Her Dot. You guys, we love you. And thank we'll see you guys. Next Wednesday.
Love, love, love.
I knew it. Another Her Dot Media production.